I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Analysis submitted to the Georgia Public Service Commission indicates that the two nuclear reactors at Plant Vogtle will probably not be completed on time. The PSC staff's lead analyst and a consultant on the project say in their report that the continued delays are due to a lack of skilled labor. According to the Augusta Chronicle, each month the construction falls behind schedule costs Georgia Power and its partners in the Plant Vogtle project $200 million. A spokesperson for Georgia Power told the PSC they still expect to bring Units 3 and 4 online in November of 2021 and November of 2022 as scheduled. Secretary of State-elect Brad Raffensperger says one of his main priorities during his first year in office will be educating Georgians about changes to the state's voting system. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
The Johns Creek Republican says he is already working on ways to make sure people have faith in any new system Georgia uses.
Sometimes when people don't feel confident, what they do is they don't show up. And we want people to be fully comfortable with the new system. We want them engaged. We want great turnout. And that would be a tremendous success story for our department.
A bipartisan commission will make a recommendation that could use paper ballots or a ballot marking device that prints a paper copy. Any changes would then have to be approved by the legislature. Then the Secretary of State's office could start the process of buying the machines. Raffensperger hopes to have a new system ready to test by the 2019 local elections. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A former candidate in the Georgia governor's race who featured a deportation bus in his GOP campaign has been indicted on insurance fraud charges. State Senator Michael Williams allegedly made a false report that computer servers were stolen from his campaign office shortly before his last place finish in the May Republican primary. While Williams isn't commenting, his former campaign manager, Seth Weathers, say the indictment is a, quote, political witch hunt and has zero merit. Williams is making arrangements to turn himself in. Well, if you're traveling over the next few days, expect to see more police officers on the road. The Georgia State Patrol says they will be increasing patrols for Christmas and New Year's travel. GSP says the added presence is an attempt to prevent traffic crashes and encourage travelers to drive safely. Last year, between the Christmas and New Year's travel period, troopers issued more than 14,000 citations and arrested over 400 people for driving impaired. And with 4 days left in the Christmas shopping season, tariffs could have an impact on how much money you spend. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
There are several Chinese imports subject to extra taxes. They include a wide range of common Christmas gifts.
Toys and, you know, even children's stickers and on bicycles and bike parts.
That's Jake Colvin with the National Foreign Trade Council. He says even Christmas lights are subject to tariffs. So what does that mean if you're out buying gifts or decorations?
It's going to have a combination effect of higher prices on consumers, lower margins for retailers and American businesses.
The tariffs don't end there. Georgia farmers are also trying to overcome the impact of retaliatory tariffs imposed by the Chinese following a challenging year that included a devastating hurricane. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks travel to New York City tonight to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.